money.
Let's talk money.
I don't have your money.
I know I'd be a lot happier with some extra cash.
Is this about money?
Obviously, this is all about money.
Oh, man, we got bills to pay, buddy.
With practical tips and a focus on scripture, let's talk money. With Dave and Reb. From More Than Enough. Real conversations about money for real people. Let's talk money.
Are you ready to talk money, Reb?
I'm ready to talk money.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope you're ready to talk money. Well, that makes it a little more difficult because we are virtual and we haven't figured out how to do that that face-to-face quite yet. You're not in the studio with us and it's just Reb and I in the studio.
So I have a weird thought this morning.
Okay.
Even before we go anywhere. Okay, maybe I should hold my weird thought.
Give us the weird thought.
I was thinking about talking about money, and we had asked a group of people recently how they felt about talking about money. And one guy just loves talking about money, but not about his own money.
Right.
And his family and with his wife. I was really like, oh, so we can love talking about money in general, investments, like as it's intriguing, you know, it's super interesting to talk about. But when it comes to actually making it personal, we don't really necessarily always want to do that.
Well, that's a great lead-in because this is the show where we talk about the hard issues of money. And guess what? It's only knowing what's in our hearts when we talk about that. I think that's a great lead-in. So
I just had that thought. I'm like, oh, talking about money, and maybe you guys can identify that with that. Like, oh man, we can complain about money and the prices and blah, blah, blah. But actually we have a hard time like actually making it personal, which is what you, Dave, always say to me is, and actually it came up on our show last week with Nancy Steele about actually doing the thing we hear. So, you know, making it personal, how does this affect me? How do I move forward in this word of God in my life? Mm-hmm. You know, like acting on what we know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, just some crazy thoughts at the beginning of the show.
Well, if you want to dig in a little bit to some, I'll say, other voices around money, go to notmine.ca. That is Financial Discipleship Canada. If you've heard the show, we've had Ray on the show with us, who's the director there. But the reality is it is about just getting in and doing it. So that's my encouragement. And thank you to Financial Discipleship Canada and NotMine.ca for sponsoring today's show. Mm-hmm. We couldn't do it without the support of the partners that we have and your support of them as you go and visit or touch base with them. We really want to encourage you on that. So today's show, as I said, just Reb and I in the studio talking about the hard issues about money, your hard issues, not someone else's.
Well, and what would it feel like for someone to swoop in and pay all your credit card bills?
Yeah. I think there was a commercial somewhere along the line of, you know, like it would fly away. I can't remember what it was advertising. But
you know, would we trust God more if we felt like he came in and swooped in and paid off all our credit card bills?
Well, only half of you can answer that because I think statistically 50% of Canadians are carrying a balance on their credit card debt and the other half are not. So
I was actually remotely encouraged that it was only 50%. Mm-hmm. Like with so much debt load conversation about, I was going to say loan to value, but that's the wrong word. Like adult, we owe $1.80, whatever.
Income to debt.
Income to debt. Mm-hmm. Like I was actually like, oh, that's only 50% of Canadians. That's, you know, I guess okay. But we're going to talk today a little bit about not what it would look like for you to, how you feel when someone would pay off your credit card debt. Because a lot of us are buried under the stress of that. There's lots of stats that we can quote and spew to you today. But before we talk about what it means for you to have credit card debt, what that means for your credit score, what that means for
we're going to talk everything credit card in 28 minutes, so we better hurry up.
Okay. So, Matthew 18. I was thinking about this because in my reading and our conversations, when you don't pay off your credit card after a couple months, your interest rate goes up. Things get harder with the credit card company. actually making it harder to get the debt repaid. And I looked at Dave and I'm like, something is mixed up about this. If you're already having a hard time paying it, the lender, the institution is going to make it even harder. And I said, this reminds me of the story that has often perplexed me, not the moral of the story, but the situational aspect of the story. So it's in Matthew 18, and it's, you guys probably know it. You can go read it from verses 21 to 35. I'm not going to read the whole thing. The man has come to, actually, Peter starts this and says, how often do I have to forgive somebody? And he tells this story. And then he says, a king has this debtor who owes him money. And this debtor says, please be patient with me and I will pay it all. Then the king was filled with pity and he released him and forgave his debt. Now, how would that feel? Like, I'm just thinking practically. That's right. Like, what would it feel like to have someone pay off your credit card debt? But when the man left the king, he went to a fellow servant who owed him a few thousand dollars. He grabbed him by the throat and demanded instant payment. His fellow servant fell down before him and begged for a little more time. Be patient with me and I will pay it, he pleaded. But his creditor wouldn't wait. He had the man arrested and put in prison until the debt could be paid in full. When some of the other servants saw what this original debtor had done, they were upset. They went to the king and told him everything that had happened. Then the king called in the man he had forgiven and said, you evil servant, I forgave you that tremendous debt because you pleaded with me. Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant just as I had mercy on you? Then the angry king sent the man to prison to be tortured until he had paid his entire debt. That's what my heavenly Father will do to you if you refuse to forgive your brothers and sisters from your heart. Now, this verse, I think I could camp here for a month because there's so much convicting stuff about this. When I've been forgiven money, when someone's paid off my debt, as we've experienced, what is my attitude towards those that might owe me money? You know, that's one thought I have about this. You know, then we have the forgiveness issue, which is what Jesus is teaching about. But then I'm thinking about people who are actually in credit card debt. They are having a hard time getting out of it. Then the lender makes it harder. The interest rate goes higher. And I was thinking about this man getting thrown in prison. Well, I'm going to throw you in prison. You know, the debtor says it to his friend. Well, you're going to go in prison till you pay it off. Well, my goodness, how can you pay off a debt from prison? That's my big question about this story. How can you be in prison and pay off a debt because you can't work to pay off the debt? And I think it is a hard thing when we come to our credit cards, Dave, when we miss a few months and then it gets harder and harder and harder. I mean, I think the theme of the verses is do the right thing right away. Pay off your debt. And be forgiving towards others. But I mean, if we pay off our debt, we're not going to be faced with higher interest rates.
Right. And I mean, kind of, again, mixing up some of this where, you know, in this particular story, Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like, and then he goes on to the story, right? And so very interesting that the subject of the story is basically saying, I'm not even going to recognize the grace that has been given me, the opportunity that's given me, the forgiveness that's giving me, that has had zero impact on how he treats the people around you, around him. He went and found the person who owed him money, a small amount, and started essentially, shall we say, giving them the same punishment that he himself deserved. And so, you know, again, it in a lot of our lives, and I think this is a little bit what Jesus is talking about, because Peter's talking about how many times do I need to forgive my neighbor, my friend, whatever that is. And Jesus is saying, well, how many times have you been forgiven?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden that changes the question. Oh my goodness, how am I going to relate to somebody who I have trouble forgiving? Because I am not remembering how many times that I've been forgiven.
But it's interesting that you bring it back. This is what the kingdom of God is like. Mm-hmm. And there is debt forgiveness. There is a different way of living. And yet we find ourselves with credit cards because we want to, yep. I mean, I bring up that story because it reminded me like how hard it is to be in prison and have to pay off the debt, yes. How hard it is to not be able to pay a couple months of credit card debt. And then it gets harder, like we get more bound and makes it harder for us to pay it off. So we want to talk for just a couple of minutes. What happens when we don't pay our credit cards?
Okay, so can I back up one thing?
Sure.
I find it fascinating that Jesus is really talking about credit here, right? So the story is about someone owing someone else money. It's about credit.
It is.
And so we have to back up a little bit to say, hey, in Scripture, there's a danger about using credit. Because do we even want to be in the position where we are now having to negotiate with our creditor because we need a little more time? There's another verse that talks about don't presume in the future. There's a number of verses that talk specifically about presuming on the future.
Yeah.
And that's what credit does. So if we kind of back up and really define credit in our current culture, credit is a convenience. It allows us to make the purchases conveniently that we want. The danger here is that we have the ability to spend more money very easily than we have in our bank accounts. Mm-hmm. And then we're also given, we actually call it a grace period. You have a grace period of 21 days on most credit cards to pay that money back.
Right.
And then all that fine print that none of us read on our credit card says, if you don't pay back in that 21 grace period, that's okay. Actually, what it says is okay. All you need to do is pay back the minimum payment that we request. And we're happy to continue to extend that credit to you. Really, for as long as you want to carry it.
As long as you make that $10
As long as you make that minimum payment that we request. We're happy to charge you the interest, and here's all the details around how we charge the interest, and we're happy to do that. Again, because the company, in our world, it's the companies, they're extending the credit, and that's how they make their money. They're selling money. And they're selling the future, essentially. So what happens is we actually trade in our today, or we trade in our future, and we buy it today. And we don't really realize that, oh my goodness, and I have to repay the full amount that I borrowed, but it gets harder, to your point.
Yes.
It gets more difficult because now I have interest costs and something else shows up. And now I'm, again, and here's where the snowball actually happens against us. So just talking about credit and saying it's an environment that very easily we can lose, can get away from us.
So it is interesting that Jesus uses that as the example in this story. I mean, in regards to forgiveness, but forgiveness of debt owed.
Mm-hmm.
And we can take it on the spiritual level, but then we can actually also look at it in that actual tangible physical sense. And which is why the Credit Canada had recently sent out a mass email, and I got it. You know, what does it look like when you don't pay your credit card? So there's a couple things that happen that we want to talk about just briefly, because we want to talk about how do you not get into that position in the first place.
Right.
So your interest rate increases. If you miss a month, I think it's still okay, but if you miss 2 months, that's when it already...
Again, there's different criteria, but essentially the key here when we talk about credit cards and the repayment of credit cards, if you miss a month, yes, it's going to have an impact, very minor, get it fixed up. Again, the first thing that happens when you miss a payment is that you're going to owe more the next month, right? But they're not just doubling up those minimum payments. Often there's a service charge on top of that. It might be in the form of a non-sufficient fund charge. So there's extra charges that happen when you miss a month. So again, it gets harder to repay it back because last month I didn't make the payment, and now that payment is not just double, it's more than double
off. Well, I have a quote from a Credit Canada credit counselor, and he had said that while a single late payment will have a relatively minimal impact on your credit score, a history of late or missed payments will remain on your report for a long time. So you want to be careful not to miss.
Yeah, and let's not confuse a little bit the practical ramifications with what happens on your credit score. In our North American culture, there's this number that people are chasing. Okay, if my credit score is this, then I'm good, then I'm good. And the reality is and Dave Ramsey, I think, said it best many, many years ago. He's a financial guy in the U.S., and he said, your credit score can be renamed as your I love debt score. Because what a credit score is it's the summation of how you have managed someone else's money. It's an accounting, and that accounting lasts for 10 years in Canada here, that we can go back 10 years and we can look at, well, how have you managed the credit that's been available?
But that, like in terms of this credit card issue, if I miss one or two payments on my credit card, it will affect that credit score?
Absolutely. It's going to, and consistent. Again, sometimes we pay one credit card and then we're good for 2 or 3 months on that credit card, but we miss the one over here. And then we see all of that summary and we go, well, look, and every credit card, they've missed payments 3 times in the last 12 months. Again, what your credit score then does is it drops and makes it more difficult to get credit, to get new credit. It also will, when you are able to get credit, that credit will be more expensive. The interest rates will be higher.
And we're thinking often because we talk about it often enough because you have to have a fairly, you want a higher credit score, right? It's not like the thing that happens with your license and you get points and whatever, but you want a higher one. And when people come for a house to look at their mortgage, that is a concerning number. That's a number that you look
at. Any borrowing that you do, that again, that gives the creditor a 1-page or 2-page summary of how have you managed someone else's money? How have you managed credit in the past? And again, to the point of the credit counselor, once or twice, hey, life happens, not a big deal. Once or twice on different credit cards, you can start to interpret that, oh, these guys are
struggling.
They're not quite, there's not enough money. Why would I extend more credit to someone who is already having trouble? The weight of credit is now getting way too heavy for them to bear. And are we going to pile more on? That's what the creditor is thinking.
So it's a very narrow, at first I'm like, man, that's not a lot of grace, missing one or two. But then we could take advantage of that as well. If we're like, oh, well, we'll just not pay our thing this month and give ourselves some bandwidth but it has a ramification. And
so
it's very
one little
clear.
Hint, and I think we're probably going to get to that. But if you are going to miss a payment, then please do that and reach out to the creditor and try and make arrangements ahead of time. Don't stick your head in the sand and wait for that to happen. It gets more expensive. There may be a solution that a creditor can say, listen, rather than missing that payment and it showing up in your credit report and us doubling the payment because you've called ahead, we can actually say push a payment, or we can take advantage of maybe some again, different creditors are going to have different rules around that.
But this is if a person can't even make the minimum payment.
Correct.
If you make a minimum payment, you're still you're
correct.
Okay.
It's just a
payment. You can't miss a payment. So one of the tips is making it automatic.
Correct. I mean, if the issue is I have enough money, I'm just not very well organized and I miss the payment. Absolutely. Take advantage of at least, there's a button on most credit cards now that say pay the minimum payment every month. It's an automatic thing. It comes out of your account. take advantage of that. You'll never show a missed payment. You might pay a lot more interest if you're not organized and you're not paying attention, but at least you'll never have that negative on your credit
record. Well, and I mean, this is a personal experience that happened actually with, we changed credit cards at work, and we neither of us were paying attention because the date changed, right? The new card had a different date for paying it back. So you had done that. You just said, pay the $50 just to cover the minimum payment in case I forget to actually make the payment on time. It happens. So it happens to Dave and I. It happens to anybody.
And the reality is that sometimes that's not even out of your control. Sometimes the dates actually shift.
Yes.
And it, again, if you're on a regular routine and you have it set up and then you're like, oh my goodness, they backed it up 2 days and I missed the payment. I mean, I don't know how many times I've heard that. Again, a one-off is not going to have a dramatic effect on your credit score, and it happens. And you're probably, again, if it's a one-off, the interest costs, well, you're going to wake up to that. But the reality is some of these things do change. So highly recommend
the automatic
making minimum. Sure that you have an automatic payment of some sort going on the credit card every single month.
But one of the things that we're going to say in a minute, I want to say just two more things that can happen. And then we're going to get to how to avoid this problem. Right. One is sometimes we sign up for a promotional deal. We miss payments or anything like that, then that promotional rate is defunct. Yeah. It no longer will exist for you. That's one thing to know. The other is if you miss too many months of not paying, then the credit card or the lender and whoever is holding that credit card may outsource the debt collection. That debt to a debt collection agency. And then you'll be getting phone calls or letters or that's what happens. And that's not like years away. That can be within the year of you not paying. So just so you know, that's what that looks like. But we want to talk about, Dave, okay, what do? We just gave a good tip. Like if you are trying to manage your credit and for whatever reason, you don't have a handle on it, you make that automatic payment, the minimum payment, so that you won't get in trouble. What are some other ideas that could help us not get to that place with our credit?
Well, again, I'm going to back up a little bit. There are those people that should not have a credit card. I ask this question just about every seminar that I talk at around using credit. Not everybody should know yourself. If this is a license, and in a sense, it gives you license to cut yourself off at the knees to use that. Credit is a tool. And often I'll ask in the seminar, I'll say, how many people have taken a course on how to use credit? Very rarely. In fact, I can't even think of one hand the number of people out of the hundreds and hundreds of people that I've asked that who have taken any kind of education or course on how to use credit. This is especially evident with new immigrants who don't understand the Canadian system, and they get handed this credit card and they think, oh, this is great. They don't understand that they have to repay the entire amount back in the 21 days. And by the time they get to the 21 days, they are in debt. And they actually are having trouble figuring out how to get out of debt. Just going right back to, if you are one of those people who should not use a credit card, or you're one of those people who says, hey, man, I think I need a little education on that, get that before you use it. Again, in Canada, we only need one credit card. You don't need 20. You only need one to maintain a great credit score. The reality is it is a convenient tool to be able to pay for things. And so, thinking about it like that, if you don't have the money in your bank account to pay for the thing that you're buying, that is your first sign that you should not use credit. I don't have the money. Again, scripture talks about us presuming on the future. Hey, my paycheck is coming in on Friday. It's Wednesday. I'm going to use my credit card till Friday. what happens in Thursday, we do not know. And so there's a little bit of a risk there. And a lot of people will say, oh, Dave, you're being a bit ridiculous. I'm saying, no, I'm being real. This is how credit card debt
happens. So to avoid credit card debt, just don't use a credit card. Okay, number one.
Or use it as a tool to pay for something conveniently and then go and pay it off immediately.
So that is the weekly and bi-weekly suggestion. Pay off your credit weekly or bi-weekly, and it helps you.
And know yourself. If you think, I am going to buy this thing with a credit card, and when I get home, I'm going to get online and I'm going to do the transfer over the money back to my credit card so that it is paid in full, fine. Again, know yourself to do that. Avoiding credit, to my point, is step one. Using credit appropriately and knowing yourself what that means is significant. And just acknowledging that I'm a person who should not use a credit card because it will get away from me. There's no shame in that.
But here, as we approach the end of the show, we want to leave tips about why. So we need to go through those quickly. But reach out to your creditor to negotiate the interest rate.
Yeah. So if you find yourself in a significant amount of debt and you're like, how do I pay that back? Reach out to your creditor first. Be proactive in that. Come up with a plan that's affordable for you and that's workable for the creditor. If you don't have that ability, reach out to a not-for-profit credit counseling, somebody like Credit Canada. They are a legitimate business. Don't reach out. There's a lot of consolidation companies that are not legitimate. Reach out to somebody who you can do some research for that you know. Again, Credit Canada is a legitimate. You know, and more than enough, we do a lot of work around creditors in the sense of helping you snowball your debt and doing the things that you can do. A credit counselor will actually negotiate with your creditors if you're at that point.
Yes, and sometimes you can do a debt consolidation program, which you could do some research on your own. But Credit Canada has a great website for some of this stuff. And we just want to tell you that there is hope. Mm-hmm. You are not without hope. So even if you feel like, oh man, I guess I should never use credit in the first place, we do want you to be proactive. It does take awareness and facing your finances and not burying your head in the sand.
And you absolutely can, like, there are so many tools. And again, as we wrap up, there's so many tools that you can use to deal with debt. If you are in debt, there are definitely helps there. There are ways that we can stop the interest rate. All of those things are significant if you find yourself in debt.
You just said stop the interest rate, and now we can't talk about that because it's the end of the show. I don't know what you mean by that. So I guess tune in next week.
Here we go. Are you going to pray us out?
Father, we just need your help and we cry for mercy in this use of a tool that we have taken advantage of, perhaps, or we've gotten stuck and actually had no choice, we have felt, but to go to the credit cards. Lord, help us. Help us navigate this. Help us know who to call and help us ask you first, seeking you first to find a solution to the predicament that we might be in. Lord, thank you for your guidance and your wisdom to us. In Jesus' name.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. If you're using credit, please use it responsibly. If you can't, then don't use it. And join us next week when we talk money.
Let's Talk Money is a division of More Than Enough Financial Fitness, where God is transforming hearts and bringing hope for today and freedom for tomorrow. For more information or to comment on today's show, please visit morethanenough.ca.